total amount of casualties?
36 military personnel, but 0 civilians, Your Grace. All younglings have returned to their families.
Acknowledged. Our fallen deserve to be with theirs as well.
They'll be remembered.
We owe it to them.
We will continue with our evacuation protocols and take on every defensive measure necessary. Lead us and we will follow, Your Grace.
Understood, Commander. Good work. This hasn't been the only strike. It turns out the others have been struck as well, by these Shadow Bolts. Zeb Kandor reports an attack. The Storm People, our fellow humans. What's going on? It all seems too coordinated to be an attack, just to provoke something from every creature. There's more behind this. This can't be all.
Wait, the Storm Folk too? But this isn't their war anymore. They are free from the King now. What do they have to do with this?
I assure you, we don't know yet. But it is not without reason.
Whatever you do, Twilight, do not underestimate them. I've seen and fought them before. But this time, they brought forward a serious fighting force using tactics and maneuvers we knew from demons. We could barely hold them off, and me being a Wonderbolt didn't help.
We know how to fight back against terror tactics, but this was... Ugh.
Rest assured, guys, I won't. But I fear the worst.
Twilight, there's another thing you should know. They didn't just override our shield codes and fight with tactics that could have overpowered ours, but they know the identities of our families. The leader might also make use of an ATNC. I'm not sure yet, but I think he was hiding it under his scarf.
Do you think we have been compromised?
Not yet, I think. But they have a plan. And they're gonna keep provoking us to pull us all into it.
I don't know.
I recommend sharing this intel with all our allies right this moment. If Real can confirm he had an ATNC, they can use everything against us. Your Grace, Zeb Kandor will always be with you. But we do not have the means necessary to defend ourselves and you from this kind of threat.
Rest assured, Izakaya. Equestria is willing to lend its full air potential to defend you. You've done so much for us already. Now let us help you.
Thank you, Your Grace.
As for the intel, I will redirect it this instant to all high-ranking officials, those of ours and of our friends. I will conduct as much fire team as possible to the operation necessary to defend everyone. Friendship will not become a weapon, to be used for manipulation and tearing us and others apart. You'll be briefed as soon as possible on any operation at Hoof. This will be a conflict that-
Shouldn't be ours. Not anymore.
I get what you're saying, Real, but...
I know. But can we stop pretending there's any kind of difference regarding our casualties? It doesn't matter who was civilian or part of the military. People died. People lost family members. I almost lost mine. I could have lost you guys.
Yo, dude, it's fine, man.
No. No, it's not.
I understand, Real. Don't worry.
I didn't mean to speak out of turn, folks. My apologies. I'm just trying to say that if we're gonna do this, then at the very least showcase that despite everything we went up against, everybody we lost, and everything we risked, we are still stronger than the Storm. And it still won't rip us apart. Show them we won't continue the cycle of violence, and instead actually end it. Show we are in the process of healing, not breaking things apart again. Because I will not put your lives on the line for a front that doesn't need to be defended anymore.
We understand, man. We got you.
And you got me. But this conflict doesn't.
I gotta say, Real has a point. What is the point of fighting for the dream of our loved ones if they can't live it either? We're supposed to signal hope. We're supposed to signal that difference.
Sometimes when we patrol through the streets, walking among the people we swore to protect, you can definitely feel that while we are there to help and showcase that difference, people understand will shatter anything that stands in our way. They know that if we're out there, something is wrong. It gladly never has been on this level, but I feel and know we are ironically enough bringing forward the one thing we're fighting against.
Fear.
Yeah. Fear. I believe that fear is the most effective tool to destroy the soul of the people. And while we as the Phoenix rise from the ashes, ashes can still burn off the last remnants of what made us fight. I literally talked about this with Flutters. What is the point of fighting for the dream if the ones we are with won't be there to reflect with you on the dream and memories? This is what the old logo represents to me. But if we break the cycle, break the things that tried to take everything away from us, then we can break free. I'm taking back the dream.
Yeah.
Right on.
I want that difference.
Not gonna lie, we definitely needed a new one anyway. But yes, I hear you guys. We can't change what happened or how we must act upon it, but we will change it. I have a new logo in the works for you. Consider it my gift and my oath to our friendship.
We're with you all the way. Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Your Grace!
I'll keep you guys updated and we'll do whatever I can. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for being my friends. Leo, do you have a minute before you go?
Always for my friends, Dwight.
Leo, I don't mind it if you don't want to join on these operations. I can feel your frustration.
Do not mistake my former attitude for disdain. I know you mean well, as you've always have. But I joined the division to end wars. And if we're also boastful regarding fighting for the dream, then my kid deserves to have his father too. Please don't misunderstand, though. I'm with you guys all the way. Just don't let the Shadow Bolts mislead you. If they'll keep trying to attack us, good. That means we stood up for something.
You once told me that you can create a beautiful world as long as you have the will to believe in one. And when I see all of you together, I remain grateful to you and for showcasing that will. It reassures me to lead.
You know it better than anybody what it's like to keep people together through the most dire moments. Fear is the foundation of most governments, but not yours. So when I say I am with you, I'm not just saying that because I believe in you. I believe in what you are. This is why I'm so concerned. You are the beautiful world I believe in. And like my family and friends, I want to protect you.
I understand, Real. Don't worry. The wounds still have to heal, don't they?
They do. But they at least don't control me anymore. And neither should the wound of this event control you. Like I said, Twilight, all of you are the wound.
Thank you, Real. I just hope I can be that world for the others, too. I will do whatever I can to save others from fighting a war they didn't choose. As did Goliath.
He's still alive?
He is. And he needs our help.
He helped us defeat the Storm King and free the Stormfolk, as he helped all of us. But presumably knowing what the Shadow Bolts want from this, he's gonna be a high priority target to them. But I need to be honest in saying that I don't know if I'm willing to participate. I'm willing to risk everything to stop this from my friends. But no longer my friends themselves.
The quality of our lives depends not on whether or not we have conflicts, but on how we respond to them. As someone who had to learn about friendship and came face to face with the peril challenging it, I know exactly what you feel. Think about what you want to do, but I know whatever you'll do it for friendship.
I'll need some time. Tell what's gonna happen. I promise. I'll be there.
Take as long as you need.
Hey, Real.
Hey, sweetie. Aw, look at you both. Saying it, but you both are. Is Discord taking good care of you? I know he would.
Yeah, he is. He's a wonderful friend. He's worried about you, though. But he told me that I should tell you that he's with you all the way.
He's the hero here. He was there for you when I couldn't.
He's with you, Real. Just like us both.
I know. So, I just came back from the debriefing and I'm so sorry for everything that happened.
Don't be, Real. It's not your fault. He's still with us.
And safe with you. I don't know about all of this, though.
Is it going to divide our lovely world?
Twilight has issued a national emergency and swore she'd use any force necessary to stop this from escalating.
Will you stay with them?
I don't know. But to me, the only thing that matters is where and what you want me to be. You are in control now. No pony else, but you.
I want you to be happy, Ryo. But I also don't want you to worry about your friends. I want you to stay with me. But I understand what stopping all of this takes. Don't.
No, the only thing that matters here is you. You are so important to me. More than you even realize.
Oh, Ryo.
But my beloved, I won't let you have another attack like you had when they almost hit the both of you. I won't go out there leading my friends to uncertain fates, not knowing if they'll come back. Our beautiful little foal and the beautiful mare I love won't miss their father or husband any longer. I know how much all of this is taking on you, but I'm here for you. And I'm willing to do anything to keep proving to you we are still creating the beautiful world. Your happiness.
Oh, but Ryo, my brave and hardened stallion, the only thing that would make me more than happy is if you are too. And even if everything isn't how it's supposed to be, I still have you. You are that world for me, and that is worth every setback. Every last one. I promise you, I am always with you. You will always have me. You will always have the beautiful world you gave me. Don't be afraid.
I still keep holding on. You deserve the love you keep trying to give everyone else. And you will get it. This will be the last time. I promise. I promise. I love you.